Yes, I hope everyone had a beautiful Yontif with Shavuos. I hope everyone had whatever left of the week is. If you can please down for Yehuda ben Shifa, Benjamin Avadia ben Esther, Matzial Chaim ben Ittel, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Racha bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Wina bat Wina, Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Malka bat, Yossi Peer ben, Breiner Bracha bas Wina, Breiner Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegelea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegelea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegelea, Leia Pesha Bastina, Leia Pesha Bastina, Leia Pesha Bastina, Netanel Ilan ben Shenet Zipova, Netanel Ilan. Tanel Ilan ben Shenet Zipova, Netanel Ilan ben Shenet Zipova, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Shio Bas Devoa Leia, Shio Bas Devoa Leia, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Sprinzer bat Esther, Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Leia Bas Rachel, Leia Bas Rachel, Ava Meya ben Bela Fager, Avaha Meya ben Bela Fager, Avaha Meya ben Bela Fager, Miriam Batsal Wezel, Miriam Batsal Wezel, Miriam Batsal Wezel, and Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. So you should leave all those Divrei Torah. So in this week's parsha, and I'm going to open it out, but the Birchas Kohanim says, Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. So Rashi says Hashem should bless us with a lot of more money, a lot of materialistic items. So the Orchaim HaKadosh, says, so what's V'yishmerecha? Yishmerecha is God, that Hashem should guard us, that the Gashmias should not get to our head, meaning that we should never forget Hashem. That we should realize the only reason we're wealthy and we have a lot of materialistic items is all from Hashem. So that's Yishmerecha. Hashem should guard us that the money did not get to our head. Moshe Shore from Lakewood, I believe he quoted Imrei Emes. I believe it's Imrei Emes. It said Moshe Rabbeinu took down the Mishkan and brought it back up. Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and took it down. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Mishkan and built the Mishkan and took it down. And Moshe Rabbeinu took down the Mishkan, built the Mishkan and took it down 7 days. So our Moshe Shore from Lakewood, called I think Imrei Emes, he said, we know it can't Sheva Yipol Tzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, yes, you'll build yourself up and you'll fall. But eventually you'll build yourself up completely. Meaning what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us by building the Mishkan and taking it down 7 times. Yes, you'll do chesed or you'll daven or you'll learn Torah. And you might fall sometimes, but keep pushing yourself and eventually you'll keep yourself up. Then it says by the Nazir, it says, Kaddishi Hiyah. So the Chasam Sofer say Yihyeh is Gemat Yihyeh. The numerical value of Yihyeh is 30 days. It's 30. So the Chasam Sofer say a person says, I just want to become a Nazir. Just a regular Nazir. Doesn't give a time. He or she will be a Nazir for 30 days. So why is it Kodesh Yihyeh? Zak the Chasam Sofer. What we want is Kodesh Yihyeh, meaning when the Nazir finishes beginning to become a Nazir, that's when they become Kodesh. When they're now middle of the world. Yes, of course, they know not to drink a lot, but they do drink wine for Shabbos or grape juice for Shabbos. They do get haircuts for Shabbos, for Yontif, to look like a bento or a bas toyva. That's Kaddish Yihyeh. They'll be Kaddish in the future when they're more in the middle of the world keeping the toyva. The Walag said a different shah, Kaddish Yihyeh. We'll only see in the future where they're going to become a Kaddish. Meaning, what we're going to see is what they learned as a Nazir, did they throw it off completely? They throw off Yiddishkeit and Torah Mitzvah completely, or Kaddish Yihyeh. In the future, we'll see whether they're going to be a Nazir. When they're no longer a Nazir, that's when we see they're Kaddish. Where they're going to keep clinging to Hashem and Torah Mitzvahs. The Netziv seems to say, Balaturim said this, said a Nazir is not allowed to go to funerals, and not allowed to go to a cemetery. Why? I believe it's the Balaturim. Rav Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago says, I believe he called Balaturim, because he said we might think the Nazir being a long, it grows long hair, he or she doesn't drink wine, you know. So he might think that the reason they're doing this is because they speak to them. They speak to the dead. They're doing something with the dead. That's why they made themselves into Nazir. They're not drinking wine and letting hair grow long and other things because they have some connection to the dead. So Zuck, I believe the Baal Turim said, that's why we tell him, don't go to the cemetery, don't go to funerals. Because we want him to know they did not become a Nazir from the dead. They became a Nazir because Hashem commanded them. The Netziv said a different shot. He said, you know, at the end of the Nazirus, they bring a korban, and they have to bring a basket of matzahs. And so the Netziv said, it's almost like a korban toda. When you're thinking Hashem, that you went through the Nazirus and you finished it. You completed your Nazirus. That's why you bring a korban when you finish it, and you bring a basket of matzah, like the basket of bread. When someone brings a korban toda, when Hashem saves you, you know, saves you from certain conditions, you bring a korban toda, and you have to bring bread to share it with other people to show how great Hashem was to you. So same thing, the nazir, when he or she finishes nazirus, they bring a korban thanking Hashem. Say thank you to Hashem for helping them completing their nazirus, and they bring a basket of matzah they have to share with other people. It's korban toda, and the tziv said it. So the walag just said, why a basket of a matzah? Why not bread? So the matzah represents that we got rid of the yetzahara. You know, when matzah is flat, you know, it's just flour and water. It's flat. Because you battled, you beat your Yetzirah. So that's why the Nazir bring a basket of bread, because they're saying, I beat the Yetzirah. So that's why they bring a matzah. Two more words. The Walag said, it's not Nasa and Rosh Benai. So what the Kaddish Baruch Hu, what Hashem is telling Bnei Yisrael, Hashem is telling the Jewish people, lift up your heads, you're my children. Look, I gave you Nasa's after Shavuos. So what the Walak said, what Hashem told Bnei Yisrael, I gave you the Torah. You're my children, so lift up your head. Natsor Rosh Benai, lift up your head. You're my children. I gave you the Halakha Torah Mitzvahs. So lift up your head that you're my children, Benai. And Natsor is Nun Shin Ayin. Nun Shin Aleph. Sorry, Nun Shin Aleph. The Walak says, Nun means, Nun is 50th level of Kedusha. Shin is, you know, it's three prongs. Torah, Avoda, and Gemut Chasadim. Torah, Avoda, Gemut Chasadim. And the Shin, there's three prongs. But the last letter is Aleph. That means Echad, Hashem. What Hashem is telling every Jew, every year, the only way you can reach the 50th level of Kedusha and Torah, Avoda, Galmud, Chasadim, if you realize it's all from Hashem, Echad. You have to realize this all came from Hashem. And then you can work on yourself that you reach the 50th level of Kedusha and Torah, Avoda, Galmud, Chasadim, and then you'll reach it. But you have to realize Echad, it all comes from Hashem. Last word, what Samson Rafal Hirsch, I believe, said this. He said, you know, the Sota, when there's a woman that, you know, she's in a room with another man other than her husband, and Adim or whatever, they suspected that maybe she didn't do proper with the man other than her husband. So we make her drink a drink. So now we said, Vamidu lifnei Hashem. So what Samson followed her, said, Vamidu lifnei Hashem. What do you mean, Vamidu? Lipe lifnei Hashem. Just put lifnei Hashem. Zakha was Samson followed her. Well, we're telling the person, Amidu lifnei Hashem. Hashem, we're putting her in front of you. Because Hashem, only you can tell us if this woman did anything improper or not. Only you can tell whether she had znus or not, whether she had immoral relations or not. That's why Amidu lifnei Hashem. Hashem, that's why Hashem, we're putting her in front of you, Hashem. Because only you can do it. Only you can tell us whether what she did was improper or not. And that's what, you know, that's why you make a drink. And then Amidu lifnei Hashem. We're telling Hashem, we're putting her in front of you now. Hamidu lifnei Hashem, we're putting in front of you, so Hashem, only you can just tell us whether what she did was proper or improper. Well, Samson follow her said this. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, and next week I'll leave a lachas again, because I already left a lachas for Shavuos. But have a beautiful Shabbos. Bye-bye.